if you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. Update on SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program that has been disrupted by the government shutdown. As of 2 days ago, the Trump administration will fund the benefits, but only at half rate. Even with that, the disruption means that many have gone without enough food now for almost a week. And the administrative tangle means that no one new can be added to the program during the month of November. A little closer to home here at Trinity, we offer a free lunch every Sunday. Of course, we saw a great many more on Sunday than we usually do. We do not usually see children at that. We sometimes do, but not many. On Sunday, we saw 16. This, and you've heard it before, but let's say it again, in the wealthiest nation the world has ever known. Today we remember Adeline Blanchard Taylor, and her companions, deaconesses in Baltimore in the mid-18th century. They served the poor, the destitute, and the infirm, like our diaconal ministry today, as the hands and feet of Jesus. We are called to serve those in need, individually and systemically. And in this moment of crisis, we rightly see and name the greed and the short-sightedness that has brought us to this wholly unnecessary precipice. Before I tell Adeline's story, though, let me lift up an image from today, perhaps for the sake of contrast. Perhaps you have heard about the viral post this week of a woman whose family was impacted by the shutdowns, whose husband is a veteran, whose special needs child has special dietary restrictions, expensive dietary restrictions, who asked her in-laws for help, and they said no. Why? Because they said she voted for Trump and got what she deserved. It is an extreme example. And I think we know there was probably more going on in that situation than we're hearing. But as Christians, we cannot think that way. Hunger and suffering, again, we are right to name as a crisis that has been made political, but in the moment, hunger and suffering is not political. We serve those in need, and we do not ask what they believe. We do not ask how they voted. Christ calls us into places of suffering and does not allow us to sort the needy according to our own preferences. Adeline had served in Boston before being called to Baltimore in 1856 to serve as a deaconess, not a term we use today, now we just say deacons, in a new infirmary sponsored by St. Andrew's Church. Now, this is the day when Baltimore was a boomtown, the boomtown. I like to say that 100 years ago, for you history buffs, Cleveland was Silicon Valley. Well, 100 years before that, Baltimore was the place to be, in part because of things like the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad, which came along not too long after Baltimore was truly starting. Baltimore was where it was happening, and it grew as an industrial power in part because of its connections to a growing economy and nation. Industrial cities then and now were places of great poverty and need, which is ironic considering all the wealth that gets generated there. Adeline and her companions, Carrie Elizabeth Guille Evelyn Black and Catherine Menard were nurses who served out of their Christian commitment to the poor. This diaconal servant ministry is one that we each, in our own way, are called to as followers of Jesus. And we must have eyes to see that beneath the wealth, the vast wealth that defines our nation, there is profound suffering and poverty. We cannot wish it away. We must go to where folk are suffering and serve them in whatever ways that we can. But believe it or not, Adeline not only has a missionary story for us, she also has a political lesson for us. She was, and this is my word, radically apolitical in her service to those in need. During the Civil War, after the Baltimore riot of 1861, just to bear in mind, Maryland did not secede, but was home to many Confederate sympathizers. When following the Baltimore riot in 1861, she aided the Union soldiers, which were to be expected, and even lodged some of them in her own home. Later, she was put in charge of a Union hospital on Camden Street in Baltimore, but she was removed after saying that she intended to serve anyone who came into the hospital, including Confederate soldiers and sympathizers. For that, she was removed from her post. If you remove the pointing of fingers. Adeline concluded her life and ministry in New York City, leading the Midnight Mission, where she cared for prostitutes. There's a lot of suffering in this world. We like to think, in our modern age, we have kept it at bay. But there is, and I think we all know this, a shadow side to our industrial or post-industrial or whatever phase our world is in right now. To follow Jesus in today's world is to follow Adeline into those places of true charity, of service, but also of the kind of love that knows nothing of loyalty or tribe, that only sees the person in need as a child of God. Is this not the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness.